A 14-page document urging politicians to take immediate action to stop chronic offenders from passing through the criminal justice system with little or no consequences has been delivered to both the federal and provincial governments by the City of Kelowna. Chronic Offenders, Closing the Revolving Door, was presented to Kelowna City Council on September 29 by Darren Call, Community Safety Director with the City. The document contains information on how the public safety system is failing the people of British Columbia. This is about prioritizing public safety, increasing sense of safety, and restoring public confidence, read the report. Kelowna's local efforts are not enough. Among the information presented, Kelowna did see a decrease in the overall crime rate, with it dropping 18%. The sky is not falling, said Call. Kelowna ranked 278th out of 1,039 cities nationally. However, Call did acknowledge the waning trust in the criminal justice system by the public. We need the public to have confidence in the criminal justice system, and we need adequately sourced police, said Call. BC's confidence in courts is significantly lower than that of the rest of the Canadians from 2014 to 2024. Kelowna's 10-year charge rate decreased by 48% from 2014 to 2024, yet its crime rate increased 5.5% in the same time span. Call added that the BC Crown Council has been calling for more full-time staff, as they are currently around 15, and need at least 5 more to keep up with demand. In the document, the city is putting forth this call to action on the need for legislative reform on bail conditions, more staff for Crown Prosecutorial Service, and coordinated action from the federal and provincial governments to follow through on their plans to address the requirements that can correct the failing sense of public safety in British Columbia. This latest document from the city builds on Council's 2022 Community Confidence in Justice Advocacy Paper, which outlines the persistent impact of chronic property offenders on the community. While data shows there has been progress in the last few years, it is also clear that the justice system appears incapable of responding swiftly or adequately to enact meaningful long-term change, stated the city. The paper claims that a small number of chronic offenders are driving public safety concerns, that public confidence in the justice system is declining, and that bail laws are too lenient for chronic offenders. The following data is outlined in the latest document. Chronic offenders, in 2024, 15 individuals accounted for 1,335 police files in Kelowna. Each averaged 89 police files last year and had negative contact with police every 4 days. In one example, one offender had 70 files between January to July this year. However, that is not even the top 30 inches for most prolific offenders in the city, according to Call. Confidence is waning. Between 2014 and 2024, Kelowna's rate of reported incidents of crime increased by 5.5%, consistent with the national increase, yet the local charge rate decreased by 48.5% over those 10 years. By comparison, the national charge rate declined by 11% during that time. Bail is too lenient. Kelowna has seen a fourfold increase during the past 5 years in non-compliance with conditions among offenders released on bail. The city is now calling on the province of BC and the Government of Canada to address the bail system. During the fall 2025 session, Parliament will reconsider the law of bail. It is critical that legislators craft laws which are effective on our streets, for cities of all sizes, and that the persistent negative impact of repeated property crime is captured within legislative reforms, stated the city. A provincial plan for action on a number of related issues already exists. What is needed is decisive action and follow-through on key recommendations from the A Rapid Investigation into Repeat Offending and Random Stranger Violence in British Columbia, Butler-Leopard report, commissioned by the province in 2022, including: continue to invest in civilian-led, non-police, mental health crisis response teams, e.g. peer-assisted care teams, now known as CRCL, crisis response, community-led. Create low-secure units for clients with complex mental health and substance use needs. Establish a police-based retail, business liaison position as a provincially funded ongoing resource, and BC Prosecution Service to increase the number of Crown Counsel dedicated to repeat offender cases in communities large enough to warrant them. Among the negatives, Call did point out positives within the city, as its police budget has more than doubled, $28 million to $58 million, and its five-year community safety plan has been a glowing example for other cities to replicate. "I am mostly optimistic about how things are trending," said Call.